Welcome to my recording of Which Would You Choose? By author, me, Julie Deanne. Illustrated by Tamar Blau. We will begin with the final scenario in this book, and the title is Negative Self-Talk is No Way to Talk. Robin was in the backyard playing with the dog Rosie when someone called Robin's name. Peering through the fence, Robin spotted a couple of friends waving from across the street. Robin waved back at them, then ran to the back door to request permission to go across the street. Robin hastily said goodbye to Rosie and pulled the gate shut, hurrying off towards friends. The gate held at first, but when Rosie repeatedly jumped up on the gate, it eventually sprang open. Hours later, Robin returned home. When asked where Rosie was, Robin ran to the backyard, saw the gate hanging open, and started to panic. Well, sounds like Robin has quite an issue. Let's see if Robin chooses the more positive path. Robin couldn't believe Rosie was missing, and it seemed like it was all Robin's fault, even if it was by accident. Robin felt afraid and worried that they might not ever find their pet. As these bad feeling thoughts began to form, Robin stopped, stood up straight, shoulders squared, stared determinedly out at the neighborhood. I know my dog Rosie is safe because I choose to believe that everyone who sees my dog loves her just as much as I do and would want to see Rosie return to her home. Robin made this statement out loud and immediately felt much better. With that decision made, Robin set out with the firm intention of finding and retrieving their pet. Well, what if Robin had decided and followed the more negative thinking thoughts? Let's see what would have happened. Robin felt scared. Robin loved that dog Rosie, and now she was gone. What if they never saw their dog again? Robin felt guilty and ashamed. How could I be so careless? Robin thought miserably. Robin didn't even care about being punished because Robin was already being punished by the guilty thoughts running through Robin's mind and the shame Robin felt. Together with Robin's mom, both of them combed the neighborhood in search of their missing pet. What if someone stole their dog? Or what if it were to get hit by a car? What if another dog attacked Rosie and she had to fight for her life? Robin felt so guilty for not taking better care of the dog and for not paying more attention to making certain that the gate had been securely fastened. All the worry, shame, and guilt made Robin feel terrible. Thoughts of never finding Rosie again swirled in Robin's head, causing Robin's body to feel even more distressed. Robin's stomach ached and head began to throb. Would they ever see their dog again? Which would you choose? Thank you for listening to this recording.